Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLuc. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLuc. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Landis steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, but in applying the tag. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Runnels steals second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to third. Smith moves to second. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Wynn scores. Smith moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Button reaches second base with a double. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard bunts for a double play. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani is hit by the pitch. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball towards center. Geiger catches it and throws to first to double up Aparicio. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Tracy Stallard. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geiger moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen strikes out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Cam Carrion. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Wes Covington. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Early Win. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Turk Lowne now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Button hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hillman, and towards Schilling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-to-4, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Lown covering, for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-4 in the game. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-to-5, White Sox. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Billy Pierce now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.